Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I would have been out here a little bit sooner, but they gave me the wrong dressing room, and I couldn't find any place to put my stuff. And I don't know how you are, but I need a place to put my stuff. So that's what I've been doing back there, just trying to find a place for my stuff. You know how important that is. That's the whole meaning of life, isn't it? Trying to find a place for your stuff. That's all your house is. Your house is just a place for your stuff. If you didn't have so much stuff, you wouldn't need a house. You could just walk around all the time.
Cliff Nesteroff is with us, former stand-up comic. He turned writer. He's contributed
a lot to different
programs, isn't it, though? There's a voice I could never, ever forget, George Carlin, one of the great, great, great minds, comedic minds. So Cliff has written this book, which you ought to get a hold of. This is very good stuff. My son and I will read this and I think enjoy. It's called The Comedians, Drunks, Thieves, Scoundrels, and the History of American Comedy. So what can you tell us that's tantalizing about George Carlin?
George Carlin's amazing. I'm friendly with his daughter, and I have access to all of George Carlin's notebooks from his whole career, which is one of the great, boons to my nerdy existence.
Right.
Yeah, it's super fun. George Carlin is amazing. Of course, always ranked as one of the top comedians of all time for young people who need. And I hope there's never going to be a period where young people don't know George Carlin. But, of course, as years pass, eventually that will happen. But for those who need a tangible reference, I mean, Louis C.K. says that George Carlin is his hero, and Louis C.K. would not be doing stand-up if not for George Carlin. Likewise, George Carlin's hero was Lenny Bruce, so he says he would not be doing stand-up if not for Lenny Bruce. So George Carlin is a man who was influenced by the biggies, a man who continues to influence the big names, and one of the great comedians of all time. And it's really interesting, his early days, he was in a comedy team with a guy named Jack Burns, who is still alive. Jack Burns became the director of The Muppet Show. He was also in another comedy team with Avery Schreiber in the 70s called Burns and Schreiber.
Yeah.
And they did a very interesting act. They did a great act in the early 60s. They did the Playboy Club circuit. At one point, George Carlin was doing impressions, very inspired impressions. He was one of the first guys, actually, before Von Meter, to do a JFK impression. Also did an impression of Lenny Bruce and Mort Saul in his act, and was very, very funny. And JFK's father, the notorious Joseph P. Kennedy, threatened one of the nightclubs that George Carlin was performing in because he did a JFK impression and took exception to George Carlin ridiculing his son. So this is way back in like 1960. So even at the very start, George Carlin was a rebel rouser, as it were.
Cliff, what is it about American comedy that makes us different? We've got this melting pot of kind of cultures that came together to create American comedy.
Right. Well, stand-up is essentially an American invention, and I don't really have a explanation for why. But just like jazz music or country and western, it is a uniquely American art form. And much ink has been written and then devoted to the Jewish experience and the African-American experience. And it's true that those two cultures dominated the history of comedy. And there's something about the fact that these people were oppressed, I think, and then in America had the chance to express themselves artistically that gave us this art form to a great degree. So I can't really deduce the exact reasons for it, but I think it is without controversy to say that stand-up comedy is a uniquely American art form that was picked up by others in the UK and in Canada, but it is truly one of the few art forms that America can claim as its own invention.
I'm looking at a picture of Jack Benny with Johnny Carson back to 1955 and wondered how Johnny Carson got the attention of someone like Jack when he was 25 years old, because that's how old he was in 1955.
That's right. Well, Johnny Carson was hosting a regional show in Los Angeles on KNX-CBS. It was a regional comedy show, but because it was in Los Angeles, all the comedy stars that were based there saw it. So guys like Red Skelton and Jack Benny became big champions of Johnny Carson early on.
Yep. Wow, there are a lot of great stories in this book. I commend you and would recommend this book. I'm looking forward to looking at it, reading it myself. The Comedians, Drunks, Thieves, Scoundrels, and the History of American Comedy by Cliff Nesteroff, which is available now on Amazon, I'm sure, and in all the bookstores. Cliff, thanks. Good luck. Half past the hour on Good Day.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Where do great ideas come from? We took a chance on a song to find out.
You may have heard of or even remember the band ABBA and their hit song, Take a Chance on Me. Bjorn Ulvaeus explained its origin.
He was jogging, The rhythm of his steps just kept screaming these words to him. Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, 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 take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, chance, chance.
Oh boy. He turned his time away into a song. You just never know where a great idea is going to come from. Isn't it funny how many times it'll happen in a place that you'd least expect, like in the shower?
Or on a jog. You may just find your big idea step by step, and there's a chance it will take you to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star once held the National League mark for career homers by a switch hitter. He was part of Pittsburgh's outfield of dreams in the early 90s, and his famous beef with a reporter still gets aired.
Was that nice to you? Shove that mic up your as far as you can stick it.
So where is Bobby Bonilla now? Bobby's back on the Mets payroll. The team deferred money they owed to Bobby so they could invest with Bernie Madoff. We know how that worked out. Now the Mets are paying Bobby $1 million a year for 25 years. That nicely supplements Bobby's salary as a special assistant with the Baseball Players Association.
Swinging a high fly ball. This one's way back. Home run, Bobby Bonilla.
Imagine that. Bobby made off with the Mets money. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.